Beyond the Veil, a Novelette. Well, this book was inspired by me. I had met Ron Fraser, the author, through a meetup, and he started helping me with my books. Now, at the time, he was an author of 11 books, and he writes books on health, and he has a lot of novels, and most of his novels are about strong women characters, and I love that about Ron. He just loves women, and he is so in awe of women, so that's a nice thing to have somebody around you like that. Now, I had talked to Ron, and I had all these wonderful ghost stories. When I first met Ron, I had never written a book yet, and I had all of these encounters with ghosts that were very interesting, and I offered to him a couple stories that maybe he would want to write a fiction book around that, as long as he credited me for the original content and that it was based on a real experience. Well, he read over the things, and he chose not to use my particular content. He did credit me for the inspiration of the book, and the book's about a young woman who experiences the loss of a child through murder. And that's how the book starts, a little sad, but it starts off well. And so it then goes where the murdered child and her dead grandmother basically watch over the mother after the event. And the mother ends up getting very sick. And she ends up having a disease that is very, not physical, it's more mental. And so she had a lot of weird behavior and things like that through the story. But it was really interesting how he perceived the input that our dead loved ones are watching over us and are trying to help us. And I really love that aspect of it. And this is Ron's first parlay into more of a more metaphysical thing, as far as I'm concerned, but he would probably say it was very spiritually based. And he has written, like I said, multiple books. I will link his author page below, and you should really check him out. It's a really interesting read.